This is Nikki Bruno, as always, with the epic comeback podcast, where warrior women who have gone through total caca give you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. And today I am blessed to be hosting this podcast with Danielle Massey. Danielle, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to really get into this stuff.
You betcha. Let's get into it. Awesome. So Danielle, I'm going to let you tell us who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy during the day, because I know you are.
So I'm Danielle Massey. I'm a holistic psychotherapist, and I own the Wellness Collective in Center City, Philadelphia. And as if that wasn't enough, I also have two kids who are under five. So I'm just constantly on the go.
You betcha. Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Holistic psychotherapist.
Yep. That's it.
Awesome. All I want to do is hear about that. So for the moment, let's go to the absolute caca that you went through. Could you summarize that for us, the really difficult situation that you went through, and what was the worst part of that caca?
Absolutely. So I started my private practice about 7 years ago. And when I finally got to the peak of it, when I really got my name out there and it started to boom, I was diagnosed with cancer. And it was also the week of my 30th birthday. So that was about the lowest of the low, and I kind of fell into a very deep depression, as I think anybody would if they were diagnosed with cancer. I got very lucky because it was diagnosed early and there was stuff that could be done for it, but it was horrible. And the worst part for me was just the waiting, the knowing that cancer was in my body and there was nothing I could do until someone else decided that they could act on it.
That's caca right there. And the not knowing, I didn't know until fairly recently, even though I know plenty of people who've dealt with cancer, that there tends to be a period of time between the diagnosis and the treatment when you're going through tests and that kind of thing, and having that waiting period.
Yeah, you just sit on the edge of your seat waiting for that awful phone call where they tell you what's going to happen with your life.
Amazing, amazingly bad. Which leads me into my next question, which is getting through that. It takes a total warrior to get to the other side, even of a diagnosis. And you're in a place now where things are better. What is the best thing about being on the other side?
Mm-hmm. This I wouldn't have believed if you told me while I was going through it, but I'm so grateful that I had cancer. And that sounds insane. But the reason why I feel that way is because I feel things so much more deeply now. I see life through a different angle. I'm literally getting goosebumps as I say this. I can help my clients so much more than I could before, because before everything was hypothetical. Now I can tell them whatever caca you're going through, I can guide you through it because I've been there.
That is huge. That is huge. And that's something that benefits not only you, but multiple of your clients. And therefore, if they are receiving that benefit, their families, their children are also receiving that benefit. So awesome. I want to ask you now, Danielle, who are some freaking warriors like you who have gone through tough stuff and come out on the other side who would be just awesome guests on this podcast?
So the toughest girl in the city of Philadelphia who you need to have on this podcast is Carrie McGinn, who owns Halcyon Floats. She is the definition of a warrior, and she's been through hell and back in multiple different facets, and she just keeps going, and she does it with a smile on her face, and it's not a fake smile. It is so genuine. She's so comfortable with who she is, and she uses everything that she knows to also help and heal people. She's amazing.
Love it. I'm calling her right now. I'm going to get on the horn.
That's I will amazing. Send you a message with her number. You need it.
Thank you. I do need it. So we have come, Danielle, to the climax, the big nugget, which is, and I can't wait to hear this, what is one piece of advice that you would give to women who are in the thick of it right now? We're going through really rough stuff, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say. But how do we get them to the other side?
So this is going to seem like advice that no one is going to give you, and it might even seem counterintuitive. So just hear me out with this. Yeah. The advice that I give to everyone who's going through something horrible is to cry, sit with it, feel like shit, break stuff, scream, and stay that way for as long as you need to. Don't let anyone rush you out of feeling horrible. Don't let them force your healing. Don't make them send you to a therapist even. Like, don't do it. until you're ready. You need to fully let that energy sit with you. You need to feel all those feelings and process them completely before you can even pretend to come out on the other side. Because if you do, if you jump the gun and you get right to the place where you're, you know, trying to work on it, trying to put on a brave face, trying to help other people go back to work, whatever it is, it's going to creep back up on you later because you didn't actually fully give yourself time to process it. Don't rush it. Feel all the feelings, no matter how much they feel like caca.
I love that so much. I love that so much. It's about honoring yourself. It's about honoring what you're feeling. And to get a little technical, we women are taught to internalize. We're taught to hold on to our feelings, deny our feelings, keep them in, do anything but express them. And you are inviting us to do the exact opposite of that, which is...
That's exactly why I think it feels so counterintuitive. We're told not to do that, and it's exactly what we should be doing.
It's totally against our conditioning to scream, to throw shit, to bash, like... Mm-hmm. And I don't mean throw shit at people, but it is
something. Get something you can throw that's not going to break a hole in your wall or something. Throw something. Scream as loud as you can into a pillow. Drive in your car and just scream at the top of your lungs. All the things. Because you have to let yourself feel it so the energy can be completely transmuted.
Catharsis. That's cathartic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. And one of the things that I'm a huge fan of is the role of robust exercise, like kickboxing, martial arts, like expressing that too, not just with your voice, but with your body.
Absolutely. Yeah. I talk to people about this all the time, not even with trauma, but just anxiety as a whole. Energy is anxiety that's sitting in your body and it needs to come out. So move, scream, dance, whatever it is that you need to just literally get that energy out of your aura and just get it out, put it somewhere else. You'll feel more calm, more centered. And even if it sucks, whatever it is that you're going through, you're dealing with just that and not anything added on top.
That's a gem right there. Like, you can bill me for $5 million right now because that advice is worth so much money. I'm not even kidding. Like, in the coaching world, that would be worth $5 million. So,
well, I'm just a therapist, so it's 1:50 an hour, and I'll see you guys at the office. And
love it. Great. So, Danielle, since we're all about being epic here, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
To heal everyone. And I mean that not even just because of this podcast. That is what I'm here to do. That's what I'm meant to do. So if I could just do it with a magic wand, I would.
I have nothing to say in response to that other than amen. Thank you so much, Danielle, for being a guest with me today. How can we find you online?
So my website is wellnessphl.com. You can also find me on social media at wellnessphl.com, or I also have a personal Instagram that's like personal business, and that's just at I am Danielle Massey.
Sweet. What states, out of curiosity, what states are you licensed to practice therapy in?
PA, but if you live in any of like the neighboring regions, technically all you have to do is come see me in the office once, and then we could do video sessions after that. So just putting that out there.
There we go. There we go. Book your flight to Philadelphia right now. Awesome. So everyone, this is Nikki Bruno with Danielle Massey, who totally rocks, on the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more great ideas on how to stage your epic comeback after a life-shattering experience, please go to theepiccomeback.com.